This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what we're going to be talking about today, friends, is we don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce the laws that we have in the books. Okay? You've heard me say it 15,000 times over the last 17 years on national radio, friends, that if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then simply get back to God's 10. It's interesting to me, and this is going to be part of the topic, how we have said legislators in government that are creating bills to defend themselves against unlaw. For example, we have an individual that is waiting to be confirmed that is a transgender. Most people in this country, because they've given a green light to sodomites, to homosexuals in this country. By the way, it's a felony in every state of our union, sodomy, homosexuality alone. Just in case you didn't know, remember, our Constitution is made for a Christian people under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Our Constitution is made for a religious, right, and a moral people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Who said that? John Adams, okay? The reason I'm saying this, friends, is because we have a transgender that is running for a position in federal government. This shows you the powers that are tolerated, what they mean to bring about upon the people. Again, go back to the pink swastika, Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. They were masculine homosexuals. Why? Because they were easily extorted and they were easily controlled because they were debased and backwards people. Romans 1:24. So you understand concerning the topic today, folks, it's illegal. Transgender. Ism, it's illegal, okay? They're zeroing in on the kids. 15 years ago, I was called crazy for the things that I told you. I told you that the end aim of the homosexual agenda is the kids. Oh, I was a bigot. I was a hater. I was a liar. I was this, that, and the other thing. I just want to remind you that God does not call homosexuality a sin, okay? He calls it an abomination, okay? Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, and 31 other references condemning homosexuality in the Word of God. What I want you to take note of, friends, is when you begin to look at the agenda, bringing it back to Kevin Jennings under Barack Hussein Obama, and by the way, Donald Trump advocated for the gay agenda just as much as any other criminal administration that preceded him, just for the record. Okay, he was the one that wanted to decriminalize sodomy on a global scale, remember? And this came out through the mainstream media. But keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama appointed 225 homosexuals, lesbians, and transgenders to federal government in this country. Notice what was behind them. Muslims were being used to use the homosexuals because both groups are being used as a political battering ram to upend the U.S. Constitution. That's what this is all about. Okay, just for the record. But the fact of the matter is Kevin Jennings was head of the GLSEN. He's the guy that said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. Okay, they play the victim when, in fact, they don't have the shield. They have the spear as they perpetuate the crime against the children. And that's all you had to do is look to Canada to understand exactly what they're trying to bring about in the United States of America. In Canada, they stepped over God in their country's preamble. Okay, the stumbling block, the rock of offense, as Scripture tells us. The first thing that the homosexuals did when they had their way. And by the way, if you look at Justin Trudeau, he is a sodomite that worships with the Muslims in Canada. Okay. But if you look at the situation in Canada, what's the first thing they did, the homosexuals, when they had free reign? What's the first thing they did? They attacked the church. They told the church, you're going to marry men that want to marry men, and you're going to marry women that want to marry women, and if you don't do it, then we're going to set up human rights campaigns to work against you, and boards to basically strip you of your ability to be a church. Well, let me tell you something. Whatever God ordains, no devil in hell can take it away from him. But the second step was the homosexuals, they wanted to make sure that homeschoolers didn't teach their children that sodomy was an abomination. Okay. And the third thing they did over there in Canada is what? They wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. Has nothing to do with sodomy, friends, in the sense of man with man, woman with woman. Okay? It has everything in the world to do with making a prey out of the children, just like I said it would be. And I want to tell you, those that do that, in America, there is vigilante justice. Don't forget that, because we see that the courts are not offering up justice anymore concerning enforcing the laws against the crimes of these sodomites and pedophiles. And I want you also to understand that what happens here in the United States is we have the President of the United States appointing Kevin Jennings, the safe schools are never confirmed by the Senate. He had no constitutional authority whatsoever, just the appearance of law. That was it. And it was interesting, Kevin Jennings' icon was none other than Harry Hay, who was the head of an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association, which the feds used to actually monitor. And it's also interesting to note that Harry Hay's organization, NAMBLA, was seen in gay pride parades holding up signs stating sex before 8 before it's too late. Now today, because the American people didn't put a stop to it, 330 million people didn't put a stop to it, when they seen that they wanted to come out of the closet to attack heterosexuals, because that's exactly what's happening today, now what do we have? Now we have a criminal, treasonous administration, one that calls himself the president. He's not my president. And he's appointing transgenders to zero in on who? Kids. Now, friends, going back to talking about needing not more laws, we need good men to enforce the laws that we have. We don't need to create bills to defend ourselves against unlaw. What we need is good men in government to enforce the laws against those that you call the left, against these transgenders, against these sodomites, against those that mean to make a prey out of our children. And if you think that's far-fetched, I could spend the next 3 hours telling you exactly what's going on concerning the gay agenda. It's aimed at your children. And if you don't see that happening today, friends, I don't know that I can help you. Folks, Scripture's clear when it says it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones. You better know that's still in play. Because in the Spirit, God's law is always perpetual. And I want to tell you what, His church isn't playing games with those that are zeroing in on the kids. You can rest assured. We're going to come right back, friends, talking about we don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce the laws that we have in the book. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you are watching on our social media platforms right now, I'm over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'm going to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, where there's 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media 7 days a week. And with that said, if you go to the right side of the page, you will see our platforms. You can go ahead and click onto those at any time. The Morning Show with Tim Brown or the Afternoon Show with Bradley Dean. It's right on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, friends. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to go over to Before It's News, we have the same offer over there. Go on the front page or right up on the top left there. As you see that social media platform, go ahead and click onto it and join us on social media platforms. And with that said, if you want to call in at any time again, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to go ahead and take Sal from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to let you know that this person being considered for Congress is not even a transgendered person. This person is encouraging parents to give hormones and mutilate children's genitals, but hasn't done that themselves, yet they expect parents to do this with children. And I can't think of something worse. And we both know that it's more likely than not that this person will be confirmed for Congress.
Well, I think what it is more than anything, and again, I don't mean to use the word think, but I'm thinking out loud as to the fact that I totally agree with what you say. They're testing the people to see how they'll or how far they're willing to let these people do the things that they want to do. Well, they've seen that they've already gotten the green light or have been given the green light by 330 million people to go ahead and advocate that which God condemns. So now they're going to push the envelope and see if they can push this man into office who wants you to believe that he's a woman. And as I've said before, Sal, they want you to believe. They want to create a reality that they live in. When you look at this man that wants you to believe that he's a woman, God's already defined his gender. And he's so backwards and so twisted that he's unabashedly getting up on the television, acting as if he has some authority to implement that which is illegal. But again, they're only going to do what the American people let them get away with. And here we are again. And it sickens me to the core to believe that this government's going to go ahead and try to push this. What people don't understand, Sal, and I'll make one more point and I'll give you the last word. A KGB agent back in the 80s defected from Russia, and he said the first thing that the Russians do is they want to demoralize the people. He said once they're demoralized, he said, you can go ahead and warn them all that you want to get back to the law, get back to their God, their creator. He said, it all goes for naught. He said, and then when the boot comes down, he said, it's too late. There's nothing that you can do about it. And I fear that the American people are on that precipice right now. What say you, Sal?
I agree with you. It's horrible to see what is going on with America, and they want to hurt everyone's children. They want to destroy the identity and truth of God, of children. It's horrible.
It is, absolutely. I totally appreciate your phone call, Sal, from Colorado, and I was just thinking of a scripture right now in Deuteronomy 22, and I want to read it real loud so everybody can understand how this is all played out by the things of a living God. The Lord is angry with the wicked every day. Psalm 7:11 tells us that. That's the Old Testament. When you go to the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 5, the Bible tells us, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. I want to persuade the powers that think that they're above the law, just like their father, Satan, who's going to hit the dirt just like their father did, Satan. Put that up against John 8:44, Isaiah 14, and understand that there's many directions you can go temporarily. But the fact of the matter is, this is one area that you don't go. And this is the area that they want to go, and they want to see how far they can get away with the things that they do. Now, the Bible's pretty clear when it says that if the fatherless at all cry out unto me, he said, I will bring the sword, I will kill them with the sword. And when we're talking about the fatherless, it's interesting that you see the CPS making prey of our children. We folks, let's not pretend that it's not happening, because it is happening, okay? But we see them making a prey out of our children. We see the American people with a smile on their face dropping their kids off to their sworn enemies to raise them up. That's about the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life, but this is what they do. But I want to tell you something. Your Heavenly Father sees above all this, and he promises to deal with it one way or another. And I'm here to tell you, parents that are throwing your kids into public schools to be indoctrinated, to be subjected to everything and protected from nothing, your kids are going to remember this. And when they're older, they're going to despise you for what you subjected them unto. And it's just a fact that we're all going to see, because we see it today. Many of the young people, they look at the church as being a reproach. And why? Because they didn't preach out against the sins and that they were commanded to preach out against, to stand against. And the church in America doesn't understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. You see the church in America today, what? They're on the defensive. They're not on the offensive the way that they're supposed to be. They're being dispossessed. They're not possessing the way that scripture tells them that they should be. Friends, this is why they're a reproach today. And this is why children are going to despise their parents when they get older. And you can rest assured, you can mark my words, I'm the guy that's done 365 high schools in 25 different states, and you can rest assured it's coming if this is the direction that you're bringing your kids, to subject them. And what's sad about it, really quick, is many of these people are Christians, saying that they're just loving on these people. No, no, no. If you go to Leviticus 19:17, it says, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall not allow sin upon him. You shall rebuke him. That is love, my friends, not the other way around. Love tells the truth. Remember what Jesus said in John 15? This is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you for that love, right? Know that it hated me before it hated you. And why did they hate them in John 15? Because he took the cloak of covering from off of them and exposed them for who they were, giving them the reason and understanding as to why they should repent before a just and a holy God. Read Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, going to the New Testament, Hebrews 10:7, and Hebrews 8:10 as well, and you'll understand. Okay? Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to some visuals really quick. And I want to start this off, and I want you to see this because I want to start this off with going into the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, okay? And when you go into the state of Minnesota in the Capitol, here, I'm going to show you this really quick if you're on social media platforms. You can see this is the seat of the justices in the state of Minnesota in the Capitol building, okay? If you look right above their heads, this is my film. I'm going to play it out in just a moment here for you. There's no audio. I'll narrate for you, listeners. If you look right above the Supreme Court justices in the state of Minnesota in the Capitol, you'll see a picture of Moses right there awaiting the divine law, okay? So I'm going to play this out for just a moment just because we're going to be talking about we don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce the laws that we have. That's above the heads of the Supreme Court justices, and there is Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments. Now, if you turn around as the camera's going, there's a quote right above the threshold of the door. Okay? And it says, where law ends, tyranny begins. Let me say it again. Where law ends, tyranny begins. Now, I started the show off saying that, listen, you've heard me say it before. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, simply go back to God's 10. And I also highlighted the fact that we don't need to create bills to defend ourselves against the lawless in the people's incumbent positions in government, into the institution of government, okay? The good people need to legislate enforcing the laws that are already there. They need to enforce the laws against those that are trying to bring about that which is unlawful, like this man that's being nominated in federal government that thinks he's a woman and he wants you to pretend along with him, believing that he's a woman. Well, guess what? I'm not going to pretend with you because your gender's already been decided, you sick, mentally ill individual. And by the way, that's exactly what they were labeled. If you look at state statutes in the United States of America, in your state law, you're going to find out people like this, friends, they're rightly called crimes against nature, which is extracted directly from Scripture, okay? As are 33% of the laws found in the U.S. government. Now, when you look at this, and I'm going to highlight it for you, right above the threshold, walking out in the face of Moses and the Ten Commandments, awaiting the Ten Commandments, on the opposite side, it says, where law ends, tyranny begins. Okay, this is why it's so important that we enforce the law. And Americans understand that, again, you are the law. But it says, this is a quote by John Locke, by the way, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and William Blackstone. He said, where law ends, tyranny begins. What's happening? They're trying to eradicate law because they want their tyranny to reign. This, again, is why our forefathers told us resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. So the question is who are you going to obey? I'm going to kick off a couple more topics before we get to our main topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Debate continues on the Senate floor regarding a coronavirus stimulus bill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, reminding everyone.
By one analysis, the Democrats' extra cash bonus for laid-off workers who stay home will result in more than 60% of workers earning more money by staying home than they had earned from returning to work. What a great idea. This isn't state unemployment insurance. It's borrowing from our kids and grandkids to pay yet an additional cash bonus. We're not working.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals is ordering the judge overseeing the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to reconsider a third-degree murder charge. Chauvin faces manslaughter and second-degree murder charges in the trial that is scheduled to start Monday as he's accused of killing George Floyd. The Chauvin trial could be delayed if the defense appeals the decision to the state Supreme Court. USA Radio News. Prince Philip is continuing to recover after his heart surgery.
Britain's Prince Philip is recovering after undergoing a medical procedure for a heart condition at a London hospital, where he's been for more than 2 weeks, according to Buckingham Palace. Officials said doctors performed the unspecified surgical procedure on him after he'd spent several days in the hospital for what was described as a precautionary measure. Prince Philip, who turns 100 in June, was originally taken to King Edward VII's Hospital in London and was later transferred to a hospital which specializes in cardiac care. Prince Philip and the Queen have been living at Windsor Castle instead of Buckingham Palace due to the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The CEO of Volkswagen says the company is changing like they've never changed before. They are saying they're on track for electric vehicles to make up half their U.S. sales by 2030. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, we got a lot of stuff, and I really have to tell you, while we're listening to the commercials, I'm countering on social media the lies that are being told to you. Isn't it interesting, folks? Not this last commercial break, but the one before that. Wasn't it interesting? And isn't it interesting the only person that we hear from concerning the virus and the virus scare is always Anthony Fauci? Isn't that interesting? How come it's none of these tens of hundreds of thousands of doctors on a global basis that are telling you that this man's a liar and he's a criminal? How come we're not hearing from them? This is the strength of the media, friends, and they need to be held accountable along with these propagandists. Period. Right? Isaiah 26, verse 9. Read it when you get a moment. Now what I want to do is I want to get over to this, and I want you to listen real carefully as to before I tee up the next point, I want you to listen to this. In Deuteronomy 4, it says, "Now therefore hearken, listen carefully." This is King James Version, okay? O Israel, God's fighter, his people, not the geographic friends of Israel. It's the people. We are Israel, okay? Now therefore hearken, O Israel, Christians, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them that you may live and go in and possess. That means to drive out previous occupants and to possess in their place the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. He said, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. We keep the commandments of the Lord out of gratitude because we see what the Father did by sending his own son to die on Calvary for our sins. Gratitude is the mother of holiness, just for the record. Okay? He said, your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of the false gods. For all that men that followed Baal, Peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. Oh, this is true. But you that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you this day. Now, this is what I want you to hear. Behold, look and see. I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. He said right here, and I end with, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And here we are today. Now, does that look complicated or does that look pretty simple? I think it looks pretty simple. There's nothing complicated about what he said. The model of heaven is a child. So he wrote the word of God so a child might understand the word. If it's difficult because you've been listening to some theologian or some hireling that has no understanding in scripture, he speaks of scripture as a fable, as a story, as some sort of fictitious book. I want to tell you something. It's just like the philosophers. They use these big words. The problem is, friends, they're trying to convince you with these big words of something they themselves don't understand. That's why you don't understand it. The Lord never wrote the Word of God that way. It is not complicated. That's why we have the Holy Ghost to bridge the gap between the spiritual and the carnal. That's why he gave us parables. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit to enlighten us. That's why he gave us the anointing, Isaiah 10:27. Why? To break the yoke of bondage in opening our eyes and opening ears that we might see and that we might hear. Okay? So there's nothing complicated about this. And this, again, is teeing it up for the very topic and what we're going to cover in just a couple minutes. And I am intertwining this throughout my whole message today. Let's go to the next point, and I want you to see this. Did you hear during the break of the thousands of service members, and rest assured, it's many more than that. They always want to belittle opposition. They always want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. I would question every stat or statistic that they give you. But here again, we have, right, U.S. News, right, another mainstream media outlet, told you the truth. They probably blurted it out in their confusion, but they told you that thousands of service members are saying no to COVID-19. I've heard as many as 60%. Did you hear that during the break? I didn't think so. Did you hear during the break, this is just Walgreens alone, Forbes magazine, another mainstream media outlet, friends. They said Walgreens executives say 60% of nursing home workers refused COVID-19. Did you hear that from Anthony Fauci? Fauci, whatever you want to call this little henchman. Did you hear this from him? Did you hear that the mass majority of the American people are saying no to it because they're beginning to see and understand the fallout concerning the adverse side effects to these dangerous vaccinations? Oh, keep in mind, last week we played the executive. I believe it was from Pfizer. It could have been from Moderna. Here, as a matter of fact, I'm just going to go and pull it up really quick. And just to make sure, and I want you to see a picture of him if you're on social media platforms, but you can see him right here. He never got, no, it's Pfizer. Yep, Pfizer. He never got his vaccination, friends. He didn't want to cut the line. He said he didn't need to take a vaccine. Isn't this interesting? He's a foreigner too, by the way. Isn't that interesting? Wow. He doesn't need to take the vaccine. Bill Gates' children don't take the vaccine. You think for one moment that Bill Gates got up on television and took a vaccination, you've got to be literally out of your mind. He knows what this is all about. His father's the author and the finisher of it, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. Okay, are you hearing this in the mainstream media? No, you're not. You know, and then there's some people that just don't quite get it. They think it's a joke. And just like this doctor, and it's all foreign, just for the record again, and I'm saying that because I want you to understand, I don't understand a word that this man is saying, but Tim Brown wrote a whole article on this, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go over there, check out the article, and it's a doctor mocking anti-vaxxers while getting his experimental COVID jab. Okay? Now, I'm going to go ahead and play this, and you can hear this. Go ahead and play that, Judah. Okay?
That's tough shit.
Okay? This is him getting his shot, mocking anti-vaxxers. Okay?
Tak na szybko to też ma informacje dla antyszczepionkowców.
And just a couple days later, friends, they're showing us his death certificate.
Można przeze mnie. Mogę wam też użyczyć tak z organizmu 5G.
Okay. Did you hear what I said? It was a doctor.
Mówiłem, przez chwilę właśnie dostawałem.
It was a doctor mocking anti-vaxxers. You know, we've seen this before. The Holy Ghost is just dropping this on me right now, and I'm going over to Ecclesiastes right now, and I'm going to verse 8, chapter 11, or I'm sorry, chapter 8, verse 11. I want you to listen carefully. You go ahead and mock all you want. People, and I say this because the Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but when you hear people do these sorts of things in mocking the truth of the matter, and a couple days later they're dead, you need to understand, it applies to every single one of us on the globe. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. See, what we have is we have bad men on the scene who are all going to die. 10 out of 10 die, friends, and so are the bad guys. And they're going to face their judge on Judgment Day, Revelation 21, verse 8. Okay? Hebrews 9:27, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Folks, what I'm trying to get to is, yes, there's a judgment day. Yes, we're all going to die. Yes, life is but a vapor. But the fact of the matter is, the righteous throughout the globe can bring forth that judgment day a lot quicker than letting them live out their lives and doing their best in killing, stealing, and destroying concerning the innocent on the globe. That's up to us, okay? Because that's my message. King David said, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. Oh, absolutely. I want to know the God of Moses. I want to know his judgments upon the heads of the wicked, friends, because the more they assail the righteous, it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. You better know, bad guys, you better know all politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction. If you haven't gotten the memo yet, I just gave it to you again. But listen to this. In Ecclesiastes 8:11, this is why they get away with what they get away with. Okay, they're daring the justice of God. It tells us, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Now, if the American people truly feared God in departing from iniquity, they would bring the judgments upon the heads of those that are perpetuating these crimes today. And sometimes, friends, it gets to the point where, like Sodom and Gomorrah, what man fails to judge, God will ultimately judge. And when God judges, the message is to the people that are alive, that had the time to do the judging, that failed to judge, wish they had. Wished they had. People wait for judgment. People wait for the bad guys to take all control and dominate. And at the end of the day, the bad guys get it too. They just don't realize it because they don't want to know that part of history. They think they have the technology today to go ahead and do something that some tyrant from the past couldn't get away with. They think now that they're going to be able to get away with it. They think that because technology is better, they got one over on the Lord. That's the deception every single time. That's their downfall every time. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I want to tell you where this is going. This is the end. This is the pill in the jam. This is the end of the pandemic. Again, the virus that's being sold to you, keep in mind the same propagandists and cunning deceivers, Ephesians 4:14, are the same ones that are bringing it to the vaccinations. If you look at the screen to the 135 cities, 136, we just got picked up by another radio show today. I want you to keep in mind, this is what they're corralling you into. Yahoo News just brought forth Cyprus to welcome vaccinated British tourists from May 1st. We already see this in the United States. They're poking their head out to see how the people respond to it. I'm here to tell you right now, Americans, you best put a stop to this in this country now. before they continuously push forth more upon the American people. We already heard the propagandists 2 segments ago talking about how this is not over with. Nope, they're going to keep pushing vaccinations to see how many people they can get to go along with their deceptions. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello everyone, this is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Sons of Liberty. Let's get to it, friends. Been teeing up all day. Hey, friends, here's the bottom line. And I say this with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. I've shared this story before, and I'll share it again. Every single year, we get the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. It's one of my favorite places to go. I love it. I love the history. But I got to tell you, the first place I always go, and I'm feeling this. Every time I go to Washington, D.C., I got to bring my family to Arlington Cemetery. It's absolutely my favorite place to go. It's my favorite place to go because it shows me why we live in a free country. It shows me courage. It shows me valor. In a nutshell, friends, it shows me real love. Those men and women that are 6 feet under the ground at Arlington Cemetery or Veteran Memorial across the United States of America, they didn't walk around like the American church today is, talking about how much they love everybody and yet fail to show them in their actions. Note, when you go to Arlington Cemetery, you see those men didn't say a thing with their mouth. They just spoke volumes through their actions. That's 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. You know, I tell my wife, I tell my kids, 1 John 3:18, Dad loves you. Not by what I say, but by what I do. Do you remember when Jesus, going back to the Church of America today, do you remember how he said to the professors, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me? See, Jesus showed his love to us by Calvary, Golgotha, Gabbatha, okay? The cross of Calvary was his demonstration of love to the world. And it's the demonstration of God's love through his son to us to sacrifice his own son and redeeming us back unto him through that blood. Revelations 1:5. Okay? Hebrews 9:22. But every year I have to go to Arlington Cemetery because I want my boys, I want my wife, and whoever else may be with me to understand that someone sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. And out of gratitude for what they've done for us, that's exactly why I magnify the laws against the crimes, friends, that they stood up against, that they fought, that they bled, that they died. Magnifying those laws is the reason that they died, friends. Upholding the laws against tyrants abroad, and Americans need to understand we need to enforce those laws domestically as well. That's something that we have forgotten. If you ever go up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, we have been there so many times. And every time I go there, friends, it's very solemn. It's a sanctifying power, an unspoken power. But when we go up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, I look at the tomb and I see the tomb guards. And it says, unknown soldiers, right? Known but to God. Okay, that's great that they're known unto God, but I want to remember them too by living for what they fought, bled, and died fighting against. I want to live for the sacrifice. 2 Corinthians 5:15, we live unto him who died for us. That's what Christ did for us. That's why we live for him. But when I look at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and I see their sacrifice just to get to the point where they can just guard the tomb, I think to myself, this is the honor and the due respect that these men get. Yet they're dead. They're dead. And as Christians, we're the ones that claim that we serve the living. I'm here to tell you, friends, just for the record, Christ is not on the cross anymore. And that's all done with. That transaction of defeating the enemy, that's all over with. And then he gives the church power to conquer all the power of the enemy too. Luke 10:19. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? But when I go there, I'm just so awestricken. I'm inspired by the tomb guards and what they're willing to do for the dead. How much more for the living? How much more for the living? And when I think of the living, Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand of the Father, blessed be his name forevermore. That is not religious, friends. That is from my heart by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bringing it down, Brother Dean, bringing it down. And we are kicking the hell out by the power of the Holy Ghost and getting the heaven in. How can we overlook the sacrifice? You know how you overlook the sacrifice? You allow corruption to reign in your government. You know how you disrespect the sacrifice? You allow corrupt politicians to remain in office. Because when you look in Scripture, Jesus came to magnify. Here's a matter of fact, I'm just going to go over to Isaiah 42:21, and so I can read it to you really quick, verbatim. I can do it from heart, but I'd rather give it to you directly, and I want you to see it for those that can see. And you can see for yourself as to what it says. In the King James Version, the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. This is prophesying of the Christ. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. Okay? Well, what happens if we go over to Psalm 40, verse 7? Well, what does it tell us there? Well, it tells us this. It says that in King James Version, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. It tells us, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yeah, the law is within my heart. I preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord. Thou knowest it. Okay. So when we go over to Hebrews, you know, for example, 8:10, just bringing the old in to the new, which you can see there is no difference but a fulfillment. And then we establish the law through faith, Romans 3:31. What does it say? For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, the Christians. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Okay. All right. Well, then I'll bring you over to one more. The Bible says that in the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. How about four? Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Oh, my goodness. And then when we go over to Romans 3:31, what does it say there? Do we then make the law, void the law through faith? God forbid. No way. Absolutely not. Yeah, we establish the law. We establish the law. And then finally, we go over to 2 Corinthians 5:15. And what does it say there? It tells us, well, I'm giving it to you verbatim, and I want you to see it, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. You tracking? You following me? You get it? Dig? Savvy? You with me? Okay? Hey, folks. What we're talking about right now is the fact that we don't need more laws. We just need good men that understand the price paid for their freedoms that will enforce the laws that we have in there right now. And not to be so far dummied down like so many are that call themselves wise representatives, friends, that need to create bills to defend themselves against the lawless in government. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. If we enforce the laws, there wouldn't be a Joe Biden. If we enforce the laws, there wouldn't be a Kamala Harris. If we enforce the laws, hey, 98% of what you see in federal government right now would be cleaned out in a day if the American people were thankful for the freedoms that they have. The American people are thankful for the sacrifice, both in the natural and more in the foremost, concerning the spiritual, concerning Jesus Christ and him crucified. Americans would tolerate zero crime in their government. Zero. How many politicians do we see run for office? Once they get into office, what do? They turn on the people. They deceive the people when they get into office. And then the American people believe that they can do what they want for the next 2 to 4 years. You are incorrect. If we're grateful for what Christ done for us on the cross and what those men did for us in veteran memorials, we would tolerate zero crime. That's how we say thank you. That's how we say thank you, friends. Okay? I'm here to tell you we don't need more laws. We need to eradicate man's 10,000 policies which undermine the U.S. Constitution. And we need to get back to God's 10. That's how we're going to clean house. But we need the Holy Ghost. And the only way he's coming is when he brings about the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16. And when we repent before a just and a holy God, Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2, and not until then. Friends, I want to say it again in ending. We don't need more laws. We need good men that are filled with the Holy Ghost that will do what they say that they're going to do and begin to clean house, to drain the swamp, because we see administration after administration has failed to keep their promises. It's up to us, America. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.